AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Officials in Pakistan say Iranian authorities have expressed willingness to send a delegation for a second round of talks with the U.S. in Islamabad this week. They added that Pakistan would not share details about either side's travel plans due to security considerations and urged media outlets to avoid speculation about the timing of the talks, saying the process remains fluid. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to brief the media. Oil prices climbed more than 5%, while world shares were mixed today as a standoff between Iran and the U.S. prevented tankers from using the Strait of Hormuz. The Persian Gulf waterway was closed again after Iran reversed a decision to reopen the strait. President Trump has also said a U.S. Navy blockade of Iranian ports remains in effect. Residents of Shreveport, Louisiana, are mourning the loss of 8 children. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
A Louisiana father identified as 31-year-old Shamar Elkins fatally shot 8 children, including 7 of his own, during an early morning attack on his family Sunday that stretched across 2 houses in a Shreveport neighborhood, left shaken by one of the nation's deadliest mass shootings in recent years. A group of more than 30 mourners gathered in a parking lot Sunday to honor the lives of the children, whose ages ranged from 3 to 11 years old. Kimberlyn Jackson.
I'm a mama myself, and I'm a grandmother as well, and it just makes you take your children and hug them and hold them and tell them how much you love them, because you just don't know.
2 women, including Elkins' wife, were also shot and critically injured. Elkins died after a police pursuit. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. President Trump is pushing for access to some psychedelic drugs. The AP's Donna Warder has more.
President Donald Trump signed an executive order Saturday directing his administration to speed up reviews of certain psychedelic drugs that right now are illegal and considered high risk. Trump and Health Secretary RFK Jr. want to ease restrictions on such drugs and spur research on using them for severe depression and for other medical purposes.
Today's order will ensure that people suffering from debilitating symptoms might finally have a chance to reclaim their lives and lead a happier life.
One drug, Ibogaine, has recently been embraced by combat veterans, and veteran organizations contend that the drug has great promise for hard-to-treat conditions such as post-traumatic stress disorder. Donna Warder, Washington.
More stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.